The Vice President of Imani Ghana, Kofi Bentil, says the budget does not support the change the country needs to develop. He said the budget is not solid enough to cover loopholes in the economy, thereby creating more deficit. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Bentil said the budget failed to deal with the real problems facing the country now and the possible future economic disturbances.
This budget did not give me any hope that this economy was going to be managed better than we've seen in the past. And for me, that is worrying. The problem is a lack of that proper leadership. I mean, today, yes, they said to widen the tax net, and it raised the threshold, which actually narrows the tax net. So for me, I don't know whether it's a matter of not knowing what to do, or knowing what to do but not knowing how to do it. Because frankly speaking, I don't think that I see the kind of leadership and the kind of ideas that we need to move this economy forward. And this budget clearly reveals that, frankly, we are not getting any new ideas in terms of how we deal with the real issues that confront this country. The budget did not focus on roads and agriculture. The budget mentioned roads and agriculture in passing. And since Ghana began as a nation, every budget has mentioned them. So yes, of course, infrastructure is important, agriculture is important, but again, they were not given proper treatment. If you talk about infrastructure today, we are dealing with a huge water crisis, a huge energy crisis. And I didn't see any serious ideas about how to deal with this.
Vice President of Imani Ghana, Kofi Bentil.
A media analyst, Dr. Mesan Malgwe, has stressed the need for an objective criticism of the budget. He said it is too early to identify the loopholes of the budget without critically examining it. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Malgwe challenged the media to hold government accountable on the promises contained in the budget.
The media in relating to 2013 budget shouldn't be different from the way they have related to previous budget. But the media should rather create a platform which will be devoid of partisanship in analyzing and then in interrogating the government against its own ingredients within the budget statement. I think one of the key roles the media can play is the NDC government has a manifesto, and definitely they wouldn't be coming out with a budget statement without taking into consideration what they spelled out for Ghanaians in their manifesto. So this is where the Ghanaian journalists have to pin, or the discourse around the budget statement should evolve around to what extent is the government meeting the mandate it is spelled out in its budget. We should allow the politicians their politics with the budget. But the media role is actually to ask the questions the Ghanaians would like to ask, to interrogate government on various issues as to how best we can say that transparency in terms of understanding the issues. I'm not saying transparency in the sense of the budget being murky, not at all. But how can the media spearhead that springboard for the public to really appreciate what has the budget got in stake for them as people, as a nation, and as citizenry.
You heard media analyst Dr. Mesan Malwi.